December 15th, 1906. How the divine will contains all goods. Continuing in my usual state, I was feeling embittered, more than ever, because of his privation. In one moment, I felt as though absorbed in the will of God, and I felt all my interior appeased, in such a way as to no longer feel myself, but only the divine will in everything, even in his very privation. I myself said to myself, what strength, what enchantment, what magnet this divine will contains, such as to make me forget about myself and make the divine volition flow in everything. At that moment, he moved in my interior and told me, my daughter, since the divine will is the only nourishing food that contains all flavors and tastes together, which are suitable for the soul finds her favorite food and becomes appeased. Her desire finds its food, and it only thinks of pasturing itself slowly, and it forms without desiring anything else. Her inclination has nothing else toward which to tend, because it has found the food that satisfies it. Her will has nothing else to will, because the soul has left her own will, which formed her torment, and has found the divine will, which forms her happiness. She has left poverty and has found wealth, not human, but divine. In sum, the whole interior of the soul finds its food, that is, its crafting, with which it remains so occupied and absorbed as to be unable to move any farther. In fact, while finding all contentments in this food and crafting, the soul finds so much to do and to learn, and ever new things to enjoy, that from a minor science she learns major sciences. And there is always something else to learn. She passes from small things to great things. From one taste, she moves to other tastes. And there is always something new to taste in this environment of the divine will.